97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Joe Beamer in for Mark Reardon here on 97.1 FM Talk. And we are joined by our chief legal analyst and partner with Harris, Dow, Fisher and Young. He's also going to be the host of this very program on Friday. It is Brad Young. Brad, long time no see. How you doing?
Joe, I'm doing great, sir. Great to talk to you.
Great to talk with you as well. Let's get to the breaking story this afternoon. The grand jury indicting the St. Louis County executive, Sam Page. Brad, what can you tell us about the charges and the indictment?
Well, I've read through the indictment, Joe, and there are four charges. He was charged with two counts of committing what's called class four election offenses, which are misdemeanors. And this all revolves around earlier this year, Sam Page instructed the county to mail out a postcard against what's called Proposition B, which would have allowed the St. Louis County Council to, in essence, fire members of the Sam Page administration if they weren't doing their job. And that failed at the box office. Sorry, I'm getting texts here right when I'm trying to talk to you, Joe. I apologize. But in the context of that, the other charge, which is really the only felony under this indictment, is stealing in excess of $25,000 because the postage involved with mailing out this postcard was approximately between $30,000 and $34,000. That's a felony. So when you put all this in a blender, Joe, if Sam Page is convicted on these charges, it would result in jail time between, and I've tried to calculate this up, between 3 and 10 years.
Now, you know, they say that a grand jury can indict a ham sandwich. So you're looking at this. I mean, is the proof there? Is it pretty substantive stuff that, you know, substantive stuff that, I mean, he's going to be very good chance that he can be found guilty on?
Well, I think there's a very good chance, but literally all of this revolves and comes down to one thing, Joe. If you look at that postcard, what was the point of the postcard? And that's what the jury is ultimately going to have to decide here. Because the postcard, if it were informative, saying, here are the pros and cons of Proposition B, if that's what the postcard would have said, I would say there's really no chance he would be convicted here. But that's not what the postcard said. If you read over the postcard that was mailed out to not every voter in St. Louis County, only a very few voters, and that's another issue I'll get to in a second. But if you just look at the postcard itself, it really only provided the cons. What would be the bad parts? How would St. Louis County be harmed if they voted for Proposition B? And it didn't give any of the benefits. So it really wasn't a fair and balanced, informative postcard. It was really, at least in my opinion, it was a politically motivated postcard. But that will be up to the jury to decide. If they decide that this was a fair and balanced, informative piece of literature, then I think Sam Page is going to be acquitted on everything. If they find that this was politically motivated, then it's going to be a conviction on all counts. So it's really an all or nothing proposition.
So is there anything that could happen that would mean that this would have to get re-voted on, since it did get voted down? If he is found guilty that he was using funds to, you know, to convince people to switch their vote, could it play out in getting this back on the ballot?
It could play out in terms of getting it back on the ballot, which just because it was voted down before wouldn't mean that it couldn't come back on the ballot again. But merely because he's convicted, that would have no impact on the fact that this ballot measure was voted down in the spring. So if the county council wants to put it back on the ballot, they could do that whether he's convicted or acquitted. It wouldn't really have any impact. But here's what the biggest impact would be. If Sam Page were convicted of that one felony count, then under Missouri law, a person who's convicted of a felony is ineligible to serve in a public office. So at that point, if he was convicted, it would go up on appeal. But once those appeals would be extinguished or exhausted, then at that point, if the conviction stands, Sam Page is no longer the county executive in St. Louis County.
All right, Brad, let's move on to Sam Altman, who I've heard more about Sam Altman in the last 6 months than I ever had before. He's the guy from ChatGPT. He has issued a warning about what to say to chatbot. You know, I did a show on this a few weeks ago, Brad, about AI and just the unknowns. When it comes to AI, I mean, there's really no legal anything surrounding it as we speak today, right?
No, there's nothing. There are no legal, generally speaking, there are no legal guardrails, constraints, benefits, detriments, restrictions. I mean, it's the wild, wild west, which from a libertarian's perspective isn't necessarily a bad thing. I mean, if you look at what China's doing right now, they're unrestrained. And the concerns are whoever wins the AI race could really dominate many things in our world, including military, economic issues, political issues. So right now there are no restraints on AI except for ChatGPT. And here are the restraints. The New York Times sued ChatGPT and OpenAI earlier this year for copyright infringement, stating that that ChatGPT reproduced copyrighted material from the New York Times, and therefore there's damages owed. Now, because of that, the judge, I think it was Magistrate Judge Ona Wang in May, issued an order in this case stating that everything that's done with ChatGPT, all inquiries that are done, all answers that are done, have to be preserved to determine whether or not there are any ongoing evidence of copyright infringement. And so with that, Joe, everything that's typed in at ChatGPT right now has to be preserved by the court. That's not a statute. That's not a regulation. That's simply a court order from this judge in New York. And presumably that court order will continue as long as this litigation goes on.
Oh, man, I'll tell you, Brad, I'm all for, you know, advances in technology, but some of the stuff AI can do, like I can take a picture of my kitchen and it'll make 8 copies of what it could look like in the 1980s. That scares me a little bit in 2 seconds.
Yeah, it is rather scary. But when you look at it again from the business standpoint, from the national security standpoint, at this point, too much regulation on AI could really hamper us in terms of competing with China. But also, I need to make this very, very clear here, and that's the following, that this rule or this order from the court that requires everything that ChatGPT does be preserved, that doesn't apply to any other AI company that's out there, whether it's the Microsoft version, I think it's Copilot, or the Google version Gemini, or Elon Musk's version. This only applies to ChatGPT.
Now, before we get out of here, Brad, we do have to talk about the defamation lawsuit that French President Emmanuel Macron and his wife have filed against Candace Owens. I mean, what should we expect from this?
Boy, that's a great question. Here's the legal standard, Joe, and then let me lay out where this is going to go. All right. Clearly, Candace Owens is a public figure, and the Macrons filed the lawsuit in the United States. So under New York Times versus Sullivan from 1964, literally what they have to prove is that, number one, it's false. That has to be proven. So they've got to show that Mrs. Macron was born biologically female in order to defeat this. And then secondly, they've got to show that Candace Owens acted with what's called actual malice. That means either A, she knew Mrs. Macron was actually born a woman, or B, that she acted with reckless disregard as to whether it was false or not. And those are the legal standards. And listen, it's very hard in the United States, very difficult to win a libel case against someone who is a public figure. Having said that, since it's rather easy to prove whether this is true or not, I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, she hikes her skirt for the cameras or anything, but literally you could have documents from a doctor certify whether she was born male or born female. Once that happens, I think Candace Owens may have some liability here.
I mean, can't she do that before they go into a courtroom? Like, I guess that's the question I'm asking. Like, couldn't this all be shot down with just, like you said, a doctor's note or something proving that she is and has been a woman.
That's true, but then that second part still hasn't been satisfied, and that's going to take a jury, I think, to do that. Because if it is, let's just assume for discussion purposes, Joe, that Mrs. Macron is in fact a biologically born female. If that's the case, then the question becomes, because this liability standard is so high for going against public figures, then someone has to determine whether or not Candace Owens acted with reckless disregard on whether it was true or whether it was not true. And then someone has to assign damages. And so that, I think, means that we're probably going to see a jury trial on this.
So what can the Macrons gain in a judgment in their favor in America?
Well, they could get monetary damages. Of course, collecting that is a different matter. That's always difficult in the United States. Just because you get a judgment doesn't mean, you know, you can't take a judgment and go spend it at Walmart. Okay. You have to translate that into collecting money, and that becomes extremely difficult. But it's more, I think, not about the money. It's about the PR. And from the Macron standpoint, I think they're just trying to shut down this speculation about Mrs. Macron, whether she was born biologically male or female. And a successful lawsuit or a successful settlement against Candace Owens would, in all likelihood, achieve that PR goal.
Wow. Well, lots to keep our eye on. Brad, always great talking with you. And I look forward to talking to you in the future and listening to you this Friday.
All right, Joe, great to talk to you as always, my friend.